Breakfast with Spanky, 7:30 to 9:30 on RDU 98.5 FM.
5 minutes to nine on Breakfast with Spanky, RDU 98.5 FM. Well, our golden son of Christchurch, Dave Henderson. Everyone loves Dave Henderson. I know, Yanni, you love Dave Henderson.
Oh, well, you know, you've got to admire his vision, but unfortunately, he's now bankrupt and council's got a whole bunch of buildings that we're going to have to try and do something with.
That's not great, is it? He fought it to the end, though, didn't he?
It was a bad decision at the time, anyway.
To the end. Oh, he's gone. We have to get him back. We've got you back again, Yanni.
Hey, thank you.
They're watching us.
As we were saying.
Yeah, you were saying. Go on.
It was a bad decision at the time. Council overpaid for the buildings. They bailed out a failing property developer, and now it's going to cost the city millions of dollars.
Since he's in bankruptcy now, does he have any option at all to be able to, like, where are we left with that? Was it an official agreement that the council had?
Yeah, so we basically offered to him the opportunity to buy back every building we bought off him, and if he does that, that's the only way council's going to make its money back, because it's paying $1.4 million a year in holding costs, and he's the only one that's got a contract to, or an option to buy back at the full market value, or what we paid plus holding costs, whichever is highest. So at the end of the day, council's in a huge dilemma, because it really actually wants him to buy the buildings back and pay the overpriced value that we bought them for. If he doesn't, and I certainly think it'll be difficult for him, but we have to offer them to him, because we've actually done, that's the agreement that we've got.
Well, the chances are he's not going to buy them.
Well, the chances are we're going to be waiting for another 5 to 10 years like turners and growers. When nothing happens with this land, it sits vacant, or the buildings just sit derelict, and the council loses millions of dollars every year, and gets no better outcome for the city, you know. The irony, of course, is that because of the earthquake, we've got a whole bunch of empty sites sitting in the central city that could all develop into ugly buildings, and you know, what's council going to do? Buy them all up and say, hey, we're going to protect it from bulk retail? I don't think so. So the logic behind the decision was always flawed. The reality was, it was a stupid decision. Council needs to accept it made a mistake. It needs to front up and tell people how it's going to save potentially as much money as it can by either getting rid of these sites or doing something constructive with them, like, you know, maybe a new bus exchange rather than buying up central city land. Why don't they look at doing something like that? Because the reality is, these sites are overvalued, and we're never going to get the money back unless Mr. Henderson buys them. And given what's happened, I think it's very unlikely that he will.
So the council has been waiting, hoping that he'll buy them back, and so they haven't been doing anything with the property at all?
Right, because we can't, because we have to offer him back. He's got first option. And so at the end of January, we offered it back to him, the first site, which was the Para site, part of the Para site. First, I mean, we did it in January, end of January. It's taken a year just to get to this point. So you can imagine how long it's going to take for the future sites when we offer them back to them. And, it's a fiasco. It's a mess. And the people that voted for it need to be accountable for it. And, you know, you have to wonder why it didn't happen sooner, perhaps before the election. It seems very convenient now that it's after the election. Suddenly we realise he's no longer going to do it. Actually, anyone with any common sense would have known a long time ago, in fact in 2008, when council bought these properties, that it was the wrong thing to do, because Mr. Henderson was never, I believe, going to be in a position to buy them back.
And I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's been a long untangling and unwinding of his financial affairs. It's been going on for years and years and years.
Well that's right. And anyone that knew how he operated would know that, you know, a lot of his stuff was in debt. And all it looks as though it is now, it was a bailout for a failing property developer, $17 million down the drain. And it was $17 million that council could have spent on things like social housing rather than putting the rents up by 24%. And it was at a time when council was cutting community funding by, you know, $30 million over the next 10 years, saying it needed to save money. And here we are giving money to someone that's now bankrupt. It just doesn't make any sense. And I think the politicians that voted for it need to be held accountable.
So the reason they bought it was because they wanted to protect the land from anything else happening. Say they probably, you know what, they actually probably wanted to protect the land in case someone like Dave Henderson went bankrupt, right?
Well,
like,
I
this
mean,
is sort of why. So now the question is, with this vision of buying up all this land to protect it, now actually it's time to protect it. I wonder what they're going to do with it.
Well, the problem they've got is that, you know, there's actually no further protection under law for the central city. And at the same time the council's talking about, at the time, protecting central city, it's allowing malls bigger than Northlands to be built in places like the Styx. So it just doesn't make any sense. In fact, the central city is dying because council doesn't understand what needs to happen there, and that is you have to control development in the suburbs. You can't have office parks going out to Addington, for example, while you're expecting the central city to be revitalised. And you can't be allowing malls to increasingly expand, in surrounding areas when you want people to shop in the central city. And, you know, we need to put planning controls in to protect the city. I said at the time when we spent the $17 million, imagine if we spent that on planning rather than just trying to buy up a few properties, because there's a whole bunch more that are just as much at risk. We've had properties in Armour Street getting turned into car parks, and council didn't buy that land. And it hasn't changed the city plan to stop it from happening in the future.
Mm. Hey, Yanni, thanks for your time. Nice talking.
You're welcome.
Okay, catch up. Bye-bye. See ya. That's Yanni Johansson. I was on a plane with him.
This has been a Breakfast with Spanky podcast, thanks to RDU 98.5 FM. To find out more, go to rdu.org.nz.